I'm Vernon Joins, and today we're going to be discussing the fact that we can learn from a loss. Now, I realize that this is not a pleasant thing, that people desire to lose or to be a loser. In fact, in sports, poor losers fling their putters into a lake or smash their bats to the ground. In a job situation, we can't act so emotionally. When we don't get what we want, we need an organized approach to get moving in the forward direction again. There was a man by the name of Rick Wolf, who's a psychologist, and he works with professional athletes to help them recover from loss. His advice can be used in any field of endeavor, and it can be used in our religion, or else I would not be discussing this with you today. First of all, he said, develop a professional attitude. Losing just points out both our strengths and weaknesses. Amateurs search for irrelevant or superficial factors. Professionals analyze what was done wrong and they correct it. And second, expect to win in the future. A pro goes on to mentally reassess strategy and learn to adapt to changing situations. The person who can't roll with the punches will never be a winner. And just think how this would work in your life, that you take the time to adapt to the changing situations in life, and you learn not to be down and out when something goes wrong and you are a loser. Third, he says, learn to compete with yourself. Create your own goals and game plans. Reacting to what someone else does or does not do will not carry you forward. You must be in control of yourself. Do you suppose that's the reason why the Bible teaches that we are to examine ourselves whether we be in the faith? Surely it must mean that. And in the fourth place, he says, channel your cool anger. This is a conscience positive thought process. It requires poise and composure in the face of adversity. Athletes and people in other occupations who let emotions get out of hand will not grow from their experience. And remember that the writer of the Ephesian letter said in the fourth chapter, be ye angry and sin not. I'll learn how to control it. Learn how to use it to your advantage. And in the fifth place, learn from adversity. People think they have reached their full potential and a loss is a result of bad luck or unfairness. Instead, adjust the way you work so you have a better chance of succeeding in the future. And in the Christian life, this is absolutely necessary, and that we take stock of how we have reacted to certain situations in life. Have we have reacted to what God has stated to us and about us in the Word? And we need to learn to make those changes in order to be a success. In the sixth place, he said, have faith in your ability. There comes a time when you have to rely on a solid belief in your God-given ability. Often that little extra psychological push, that faith in yourself, moves you to new performance heights in your life. Now, have you ever heard anyone say, well, now I would become a Christian, but I'm afraid I can't live a faithful Christian life? Well, if you're depending upon yourself to do this without God's help, you will be a failure. But God has promised that He'll be there, that He'll never leave you nor forsake thee, and He says that He'll be there to give us help, even the help that we need to overcome the temptations that we face each day in our lives. And the final thought is that we believe that God wants you to succeed. God did not create you destined to fail. He wants you to be successful. When you fall, God will help you up, and He'll give you another chance. Develop the attitude of Paul, who said, I can do all things through Christ, strengtheneth me in Philippians 4 and verse 13. And so can you.